That spring, Dad came home and we were reunited. But before we could enjoy it, they dropped a bomb on us. We were moving to Florida. How could I be so dumb? Of course we're moving to Florida. Dad wasn't going to go live there by himself forever, but it just never registered in my mind that I'd be going to Florida. It caught me and Emery totally by surprise. My mom might have told us that it was happening, but we still weren't ready for it. 2 weeks left in the school year, we packed up the house over the weekend and prepared to leave on Monday. I don't want to go. I still remember sitting in the back of our StarCraft van, parked at the top of Phil's driveway. We'll still be friends, Shawin. Shawin was my original Chinese name. When I started getting in trouble around third grade, my parents went to a fortune teller who named me Xiao Qian. And when it got really bad in middle school, I was reborn for the third time as Xiao Ming. But to this day, Phil calls me by my first name, Shawin. Yeah, but I'll still be in Florida. So what? We're cousins. My mom says we'll come visit. I may get eaten by alligators by the time you come. Gators are everywhere in Florida. That's true. Remember to run in zigzags if you see one. Phil was smart and knew everything about animals. He told me that if an alligator had its mouth closed, you could put your hands around it and wouldn't be strong enough to open again. Shortly after, my parents, aunts, brothers, and Alan came outside as well. The whole family was on the driveway to say goodbye. I really didn't want to leave. But then the van started to move, getting farther and farther. People got smaller, but I could still see Phil in the front waving me goodbye. I remember thinking their hands would stop waving, but they never did. All the way until they disappeared, you saw their hands waving there, and then poof! They were gone. And there we were, just the five of us, going down to Florida in a StarCraft van like the definition video. Hold your head when the beat drop. Bio. 2 days later, we got to Florida at night, groggy, stinking from the ride. We pulled in the parking lot of this place called Homewood Suites. I liked it because their logo was a duck. We usually stayed at Red Roof Inns, so I was pretty impressed with this place they called an extended stay hotel. Emery and I walked around, touching everything in the room, but my parents were tired, so they made us shower and go to sleep. We all woke up super late the next day. Felt like we slept a year. Dad was already at work. The best part about Homewood Suites was that you could look outside and see the sign for Atlantic Bay Seafood and Grill. It's a monstrous neon sign you could see from the highway and follow all the way from the exit. Mom, why does Dad do American food and not what you make at home? Because nobody pay for real Chinese food. Why not? Because they not Chinese. Stupid question. Your dad is smart. He has white chefs so people don't know Chinese own Atlantic Bay and we can sell seafood for more. Is Atlantic Bay like Chesapeake Bay? Kind of. Yeah? Do they have hush puppies, I asked. Before she could answer, Emery chimed in too. We can eat all we want since we own it, right? We don't have to have more aunts for more free kids' meals anymore. Yeah, I want fried cod and hush puppies with Tabasco. Okay, you guys can eat all you want. Let's go see Dad. We don't need aunts anymore. We own the restaurant. Emery and I were dumb excited to see Atlantic Bay. It was huge, 3 times bigger than our old house, and they had cool uniforms. Polo shirts with big blue and white stripes, but my dad wore a suit. We found him in the kitchen, and it smelled so bad. It was the first time I'd been in a restaurant kitchen. The food smelled great, but there was this funky old mildewy smell that I'd never smelled before. Dad, why does it smell so bad? Isn't it supposed to smell good in a kitchen? This is a restaurant. It smells like a factory or industrial place because we have strong cleaning chemicals. It smells like a dirty dishwasher. Well, the dishwasher is always going, so you'll smell that. But this is just how restaurants are. Mom said it's like Chesapeake Bay. Do you have hush puppies? No, but we have homemade biscuits. You'll like them.